Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, do you know someone with the flu? Fears that this year's winter flu season had arrived earlier and was nastier seem well-founded, with GPs and hospitals reporting increased numbers of patients presenting with the virus. Health Protection Surveillance Centre figures showed that in 1 week, presentations to emergency departments and hospitalisations from flu have doubled. We're joined now by Phil Ní Hé, General Secretary with the Irish Nurses and Midwives Association. Phil, I asked there, do you know someone with the flu? Because I certainly do. I can't remember coming across more people complaining of having the actual flu, not just a bad cold, at this time of the year before. You're saying you don't think the HSE has implemented a contingency planning to cope with this level of virus at this time of year?
Well, I think what we're saying is, like today, there are 616 people on trolleys for whom beds aren't available, but again, they're sick enough to be in hospital. Now, that's not a new story, Katie. I mean, many of your listeners will say, oh, here we go again, because this is the usual story, you know, coming into the winter months in Ireland. It may be the flu or it may be, you know, another respiratory illness. But this year, it's the flu and we haven't even got into the COVID and RSV figures that we know are going to come our way. We also know that we haven't reached the peak. We have all the stats, and it's really good that we have these stats well in advance, because it should allow us to plan. Our criticism is, what do we do when we get the stats? Like, we know that the HSE chief clinical officer issued all of these stats to the regions 2 weeks ago. GPs were circulated with this information. So what is the planning process behind that? And I suppose that's what we're asking the HSE, because we're really concerned about hospital overcrowding at the moment. It's just way out of control at this time of the year. And the unfortunate information for the public is we had about 500 people in hospital with flu, and that's predicted to go to 1,500. So that means if we don't have enough beds today, that the second week in January will be a lot worse.
Yeah, that 1,500 projected figure for people in hospital with flu, that's later on this month, is it?
Well, what the health surveillance people are saying from their modelling, they are predicting that the next two weeks, the two final weeks of December and the first 2 weeks of January will see the peak, and the peak will be 1,500. And that's not counting RSV and COVID.
What do you think should be happening now then, Phil?
Well, I think, you know, we don't have to declare it an emergency, but we must treat it as an emergency, because I have been around hospitals for the last couple of weeks, walking in and out of ED departments, seeing people on trolleys in very inappropriate spaces, seeing people, for example, right up against each other with absolutely no chance of having an area where they are protected from catching the flu in the event that it's in that environment. The problem is our hospitals are too overcrowded, and putting people into emergency departments or on wards on top of each other and without any natural ventilation, which should be there, is just an absolute recipe for cross-infection. Everybody knows this. So we should be planning when we know this is what the winter is going to bring. We should be reducing the occupancy in our hospitals. We should be looking to, again, our private hospitals to assist over the next month or 6 weeks so that we don't have to cancel elective operations and other such procedures, because that is inevitable now. It's just inevitable. But the poor person who's waiting to have their procedure will get the phone call the day before or the morning of. we have to pre-plan this. It's not good enough to just go along every day and say, I wonder what tomorrow will be like. We know what tomorrow will be like. It will be worse.
I'm just looking at a statement here from the HSC saying that demand for health services and the volume of attendances at emergency departments has increased to record levels, saying this autumn winter, efficient management of urgent and emergency care performance at hospital sites is a key priority, with initiatives around the country, including delayed transfer of care management, improved access to diagnostic procedures and patient flow measures. Phil?
Well, just to give you an insight into that, we've recently just come out of the Workplace Relations Commission, where the HSE have confirmed to us that they have funding for vacant nursing posts this year that they haven't filled. They can't explain why. And they, that means beds are closed in community settings. So it is not correct to say that they are doing everything they can, because they are deliberately reducing a workforce to a point that beds now have to be closed. That's completely out of order. And nurses and midwives who go to work every day are working short most days. That puts additional strain on them, makes them make decisions about leaving this country to work in areas where they have safe staffing. We don't have that yet. We are expected to provide safe care every single day when we go to work, which is what we try to do, but it is impossible when your employer turns around and says, our hospitals are going to continue to be overcrowded and we have funded posts that we haven't filled.
Okay.
Somebody should answer for that.
Okay. Phil Nihe, many thanks for that. I want to bring in now Dr. Knut Moe, who is a GP in Churchtown. Knut?
Good evening.
What are you seeing on the ground there as a GP, Knut?
So certainly we're seeing increased levels of flu circulating in the last couple of weeks. There's been a marked increase in presentations of patients who are, it's classic flu. They're getting aches and pains, high fevers, high heart rates. And a lot of it is vaccine preventable, which is the key message, really, is that a vaccine, if you get it now, will be effective in 2 weeks' time. And as we come into the peak Christmas season with a lot of flu anticipated to rise, as the discussion was had there, now is the time, if people want to protect themselves and their families from flu, to get the vaccine. And because it seems to be, as per the European CDC, it seems to be very protective against the flu that's circulating at the moment. And certainly that's what we'd see, a lot less people getting flu who are vaccinated, and then those maybe even living with those people who are vaccinated getting the flu and feeling absolutely miserable. So it's definitely around.
That, because anecdotally at least we're hearing that it is a particularly nasty strain of the flu, that if you do get it, you can get very, very ill. Is that what you're seeing in your surgery?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people talk about having the flu, and until you know what the flu feels like, you probably haven't experienced it. It really is, you know, you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks, you know, in terms of getting out of bed, and it is a chore, you know. So people feeling absolutely miserable, aches and pains, and a lot of the common respiratory symptoms, cough, runny nose, sore throat, and maybe a sore tummy as well, but muscle pain and high fever and a high heart rate. But the key is actually managing this. Most of it is bed rest, paracetamol, staying hydrated, the simple things, and then I suppose not to delay in accessing care if the symptoms are severe, such as a shortness of breath, and to visit the GP in those circumstances. And the other thing is infection prevention, in terms of transmitting it on to other more vulnerable people. You know, we can't forget that this thing is a droplet spread, you know, by protecting others around us, by not getting too close to them, even wearing masks might not be a bad idea as well.
And are you recommending, there's obviously a nasal vaccine available for children now. I assume you're encouraging your patients to bring their children in for that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, general practice has been vaccinating really since the end of September. So a lot of our vaccine work is done, and we've been very proactive in making sure that as many of our patients get vaccinated as possible. A lot of the children's vaccines would have been done in primary schools, but we'd certainly encourage people, if they are if needing to catch up on those vaccines, a super easy nasal spray, you know, that the kids get between the age of 2 and 17. And then obviously the flu vaccine being free and recommended to you know, vulnerable health groups and anybody over the age of 60 for the regular injection vaccine. It's not too late to get vaccinated. Now is the time, certainly in the run up to Christmas, to get good protection, because it's a nasty illness that's out there, and we're keen to avoid people getting it insofar as possible.
Okay, we'll leave it there then. That's Dr. Knut Moe there, who is a GP in Churchtown, with good advice.
All right, coming up, how to keep kids safe online, as smartphones will no doubt be topping Christmas wish lists. And we're going to be talking to our reporter, John Cook. He's going to be giving us a behind-the-scenes look at Unpost's mail centre, as staff race to keep deliveries on track in the busy season.